On this Harvest Sunday, I thought it appropriate to talk about famine, which might seem a bit odd. We're a time of thankfulness and gratitude for the harvest, but we live in an age where most people don't see a harvest actually take place or even participate in one. We live in a world of cities and suburbia with corner shops and big supermarkets where we can go and get kiwis or avocados or strawberries any time of the year. We don't have to wait for them to be in season. We don't have to hope that they are brought to us somehow by a farmer or any of that. Sure, it's good to go to a farm shop, get fresh fruit and vegetables. In the spring, Katie and I were driving out to the West Coast and we stopped in a little farm shop that was recommended to us and we had lunch and they had fresh Scottish strawberries. And I know the way that fresh Scottish strawberries, that's a tongue twister, can be. And it's an exciting time, and I've seen everyone here get excited about strawberry season. And these strawberries from the farm shop were incredibly beautiful, the best strawberries I've ever had. They were fresh from the farm. But I can still go and get them in January. Maybe not Scottish strawberries, but I can get strawberries. I can get anything I want. We don't experience harvest or famine or drought in the same way because we are constantly having harvest at our fingertips. And one of the things that leads to in our world is something in the West that's a bit strange, and I'll come out here to make sure this works. If it will turn on. There we go. Weight loss. We congratulate people for weight loss, don't we? When someone says, oh, I'm trying to lose a stone before January, or I'm trying to, you know, get in shape for this bikini season. You know, I'm sure all of you are thinking that same thing. Weight loss is congratulated, it's exciting, it's what we want, it's what we strive for, because we have so much food and so much to eat that we have an excess. And I am from America. America has a bit of a reputation, well, we have a reputation for a lot of things, but we have a reputation for large people, and they do exist, I can tell you, because we have a surplus. We have so much food, and so much food is thrown away in our homes. You know, there's this new legislation being rolled out where it's going to be illegal, is it, in 2019 to throw out food waste in normal bins. All of us must compost. That's becoming law because so much food gets thrown out. And our compost bin is a mix of scraps and things, but a lot of it is, you know, bananas that have been sitting on the countertop for far too long, or bread that's become moldy, or things that we have too much of that we don't finish. But in some places in the world, weight loss is a bit different. So this woman is from Venezuela. Come on. All of us are participating except the projector. She's from Venezuela. She's 46. And this is going to bother us the whole time. It works when no one's watching. Oh, come on. Goodness me. She's 46. She lives in Venezuela, and she dropped from 11.8 stone down to 8.6 stone due to conditions in Venezuela. Part of the situation in Venezuela is that not much information is being distributed throughout the world. The government there is pretty wicked and terrible, and people have been protesting. Some protests have lasted in the streets for multiple months because of the wicked government. And the situation is so terrible that people are actually losing weight because of malnutrition, because they can't get proper food, they can't get enough food. Some famine exists because of just the earth. It happens. We read about famines all the time in the Old Testament. In the Middle East, Abraham and his family had to go to Egypt because of a famine, and later on, Abraham's descendants had to go to Egypt because of a famine. It happens naturally sometimes due to conditions in the earth, but sometimes it is man-made. I don't want to jump again. Another man, Juan Domingo Cruz, 35 years old, was 15 stone. That's him at 15 stone, down to 10.4 due to malnutrition. Alexander Lopez, 49 years old, with 17.3 stone, and he's down to 11.7. You can see the way their clothes fit. Monica Santaella, 49 years old, 18 stone. The story about her is that she's struggled with obesity her whole life. She's always had a problem keeping weight down, which again is something we strive for, and she's down to 14 stone. It's falling off even at the age of 49. It's a situation that is maybe not apparent, not in the news constantly, but I think at this time of harvest, we who have much should be aware. I want to show you a few other things. These are families in Venezuela. It might be a bit hard to see, but you can get the sense. This is the contents of their cupboards, all of their food. You can see a few veggies, a bit of pasta, a bit of rice. But there isn't much that these families have. Between them, they have maybe a bit of oil, maybe a bit of fruit, but mostly you're not getting proper nutrition. There are packages that are being sent out by the government, or trucks that come around and they give you a bag with food. And the prices on those are incredibly expensive, and you don't know what you're going to get. You don't get to choose. You might get a package that's got chicken in it and oil and a few other bits, or you might get one that has bananas and rice, and you might get one that has whatever, and you don't get to pick, and the prices are exorbitant. This is all they have. This young boy is not going to get proper nutrition. I read some statistics briefly that probably passed through our ears about malnutrition. It stunts growth. It affects children most of all. There isn't much to be had in some countries. It's not just Venezuela. There's a famine that's been going on in Yemen for a long time. I was speaking with Andrew about Malawi, where we have many contacts, and we've spent time talking about Malawi and had visitors and sent visitors to Malawi. And luckily, their famine has broken, and they've had a good harvest this year, but it often hits. So my question is, what can we do? What can we do? It feels so far away to a place like Venezuela or Yemen or other places in Africa. But there are people in Scotland as well, and we know that well. We do much work with the Cyrenians and Instant Neighbors. We collect for them and we send food out to them. But that there are food banks